Hey, it's Coral, and I'm here. I'm here with Rockin' Ramsey and Jenny Rage. They're sitting in the studio with me as we speak. But before I bring them on, they need a proper intro. They own Vintage Variety. They are at all the girly shows, all the burlesque shows, with the fabulous pinup emporium. And I have been there. I have bought, I have purchased, and I have enjoyed. I spent most of my money there at Christmas time as well. These two are the rockin'est pair to come to downtown Kitchener. I am so happy to have them as guests on the show. But they need a proper introduction, so I'm just going to do this. Was the Cramps, and that was for my guests that are sitting in the studio, Rockin' Ramsey and Jenny Rage. How are you two?
We're doing good, thanks.
Yeah, great, thanks, Carl.
I wanted to have a wee introduction for you. You can move closer to the mics if you want, you guys.
All right.
Not a problem. So you're here from Vintage Variety, which is like a new store that's open in downtown Kitchener, and we're going to sit here. By the power of radio, they bought me a gift. So in this bag, this is Lucky Elephant pink candy popcorn, Sandy Lion stickers. Now, how old is this popcorn?
Well,
how old is popcorn, but when was this popcorn you know, first made?
Oh, I think that popcorn's probably first made in the 50s.
50s or 60s, yeah. I think.
In the 19, that would make sense. So this
that box wasn't, but
no, this box wasn't, but the actual brand, yeah. Lucky Elephant was, which is so cool. So this is in the store, and on the I have a bag, and there's two guys. Okay, on the bag there are two gentlemen. There's a sailor. It looks like Fleet Week in New York. Is it Fleet Week in New York? Because that's what it looks like. They don't know.
No.
They're kind of, I think they're shy in Radio Land here. But I can't understand. I can't. Okay, this is Wonka Fun Dip Lick-A-Made? Is that right?
Lick-A-Made.
Lick-A-Made. Yeah. Oh, okay. So what do you do with this?
You don't remember this from when you were a kid?
We used to have something like it when I lived in Belfast. We had like a Bartlett's powder and licorice or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
So it's just a stick and you...
You lick the stick.
You lick the stick.
Right.
And then it's very...
Dip it.
And stick it in your mouth, basically.
Dip it in the colored sugar powder.
Oh, yeah.
Back in the day, no one was afraid of colored sugar powder.
Yeah, that's right. And this is low in calories, kids. It's like 50 calories. And it's very low in carbohydrates and low in fats. So it's good for you. Okay, so there's that. Oh, my God. What's this?
Wonka nerds.
Wonka nerds. What are Wonka nerds?
Oh, they're little candies, hard candies.
Yeah, like little candy nuggets.
Yeah, they're supposed to be like little creatures called nerds, I think.
And then I have Pop Rocks, watermelon, artificially flavored poppin' candy. Ooh, okay. And, this is great.
We'd like you to try the Pop Rocks on the air.
Okay.
Let everyone hear.
I can do that.
As they pop in your mouth.
Oh, look at this. They remember, I must have told you guys I lived in England and Ireland for a while because Flake was awesome. They used to have Cadbury Flakes ice cream cones with the Cadbury's.
Oh,
I don't think it's not Cadbury's ice cream because I saw my cousin from England the other day. I hadn't seen him for, 45 odd years. And he said that it isn't Cadbury anymore, it's Kraft.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So Cadbury was bought up by Kraft. And I thought, oh, no. But anyway, this is very cool. So I have a Flake. I am a Flake, so that makes sense. Oh, look at this. Popeye tasty candy sticks.
Popeye candy sticks. Boys. They used to be Popeye cigarettes, but now
a
little more politically correct, I guess. It's Popeye candy sticks.
You can still roll them up in your shirt sleeve, though.
Yeah. How does Popeye... Oh, okay. This is a Bobat. A Bobat strawberry-flavored taffy. Ooh, and it's a little tiny stick. So that's very cool. This is great. Oh, and I got more Pop Rocks. Strawberry pop and candy. All right. So maybe I'll try the watermelon on the air. See what this tastes like. I mean, I bet you, I know what it's going to do. It's going to go...
Flavor explosion. Literally.
Yeah.
So these are the sort of things that you can see and you can buy and see in vintage variety, which is very cool. So we're gonna try some Pop Rocks. Well, if I have to, you two do as well. So here.
Oh, we can't. We're on a low-carb diet.
Well, so why? So that's not fair. Okay. Hold on a minute. All right, let's try this. This is fun. Am I recording this? Yes, I am. So you put them in your mouth, and then you just... What happens?
They pop a little bit.
Sprinkle it on your tongue.
I can hear them.
That's fun. My mouth is going all poppy. That's wild. Okay. Enough of this. You guys are such a cool couple. I just want to know, let's rewind a minute here. How did you meet? How did you meet and how did everything come into?
How did we meet? Well, we were very young.
Okay.
Yeah. We went to grade school together.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You've known each other that long?
All throughout school, we were going to the same school together. I think it started in, what, grade two?
Grade two, I believe, was
our first class together. And throughout the years, we ended up going to the same schools and...
Yeah, did grade 7 and 8 together at McGregor Senior Public, just down the street here,
and
high school?
Went to WCI.
Wow! So, okay, and now, you're kind of in, what training did you get? Like, what did you guys, how did you get involved in this business? Because it's pretty cool with the Pinup Emporium and now Vintage Variety as well. And I know, Rock, I know, Ramsey, that you do also music as well.
Yes, that's right. What kind of background? Well, it was more like our love for the genre and for the clothing and the pinup models and, yeah. You know, and it was just an idea that we came up with. I don't know if you want to tell them that
story.
Well,
I've always been into retro and vintage everything.
Yeah.
And Ramsey here is more of a business mind than I do. So he had decided to go, you know, he wanted to open us a store. And it seemed like the logical solution or idea for the store would be a retro vintage style.
Yeah. It's you have like vintage Rockabilly, pinup, punk fashions, accessories. At Christmas time, I went in there and just went crazy. I bought, you know, an Audrey Hepburn notebook, and I bought Betty Page tote bags. Betty Page tote bag and a burlesque tote bag and a sparkly barrettes, all kinds of stuff. But one of the things that people may not know, you make a lot of this.
Yes, I do.
Yeah, how long did it take you to learn this trade?
I've been making things since I was a small child, so I still remember making one of those shoebox panoramas, you know, with a miniature house, and then working on each little detail, little picture frames and everything. And that's always been sort of an obsession hobby of mine.
Okay.
And
what's the hardest thing to make?
The hardest thing to make, I would say, what I did today. I am not very good at pouring resin.
What were you? Yeah, I got a message from you saying you're pouring resin. So what does this mean?
It's like an epoxy resin that you use it as a glaze,
right?
Sort of a finish,
right? Okay.
And it's a permanent, you know, very strong finish, waterproof and everything. And you can put it on top of like pendants and that, so it gives it a glass-like finish.
Okay.
So what I've done is I took some old. Oh, I'm an avid thrift shopper as well.
Yes.
You know, I have many collections. But I found some old vintage Bakelite dominoes.
Bakelite dominoes.
Mm-hmm.
You mean the bright red ones with the red dot?
Ones are white with the black dots.
Okay,
but
I know what you mean.
Still, I'm still on the lookout for the red.
Yeah, they're hard to, like, I guess you guys are, you know, you do a lot of collectibles. So where do you go to find all your stuff? Like, how do you, or is that a trade secret? You can't really tell people where you're getting all your stuff
from? Well, I won't give exact addresses. A lot of times, little old towns out in the country.
Right.
If they have any thrift shops, you know, usually they're charity run by churches.
Yep.
They'll often have, you know, older products or, you know, like older supplies, I guess you would say. More vintage and retro.
What's the rarest thing you guys own between the two of you? Like then, because, you know, I like collectibles. I collect a lot of music, things like that. What's the rarest thing you guys have, you think?
The rarest?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a tough one. I never really thought about that.
Yeah. I can tell you the oddest thing I've ever owned, I don't have anymore.
What is it?
I was at a Mennonite auction out in the country in a little village of Milbank.
Okay, yeah.
And I had to get it because no one else was bidding on it, but it was an antique enema kit.
Oh my god.
In the original box. And
okay, this sounds like something out of Storage Wars. I'm a Storage Wars.
I've never heard of anyone else I know owning one, so. But I did lose it in a move, which is fine after I discovered that people use them for pleasure.
Oh my god.
I'm glad that's gone.
You have, maybe just tell people some of the stuff that you have in the store, like some of your favorite stuff that's in the store. Like we know there's tons of candy there, and it's great. I like these Pop Rocks. I'm going to keep eating them.
Oh, definitely. I think the funnest thing for me is the we have the vintage retro candy section, which has a lot of blasts from the past. Reminds me of when we were kids, you know, going up to the little corner mart and picking up candies. And that's one of my favorites. And then my second favorites are the dresses. I know that sounds funny for a guy to say, but
yeah.
I think they make, I know they make Jenny look terrific. She already does, but anyway. Yeah. So
she wears these great, like she looks like, right, you know, like, I don't want to say Jane Mansfield, but you know what I mean. Like Jane Mansfield, Marilyn Monroe, Rita Hayworth, the girls from the 50s were glam girls, you know.
Yeah.
And it harkens back to that ageless beauty, you know, that the female form, which I really, the dresses in there are great. There's t-shirts in there too. Mm-hmm. What t-shirts do you have, just to let people know?
Oh, we have many images. Bela Lugosi, we have Frankenstein, King Kong, Betty Page. Betty Page is one of our biggest sellers.
Yeah.
We've had Marilyn Monroe.
Brando.
Yes, mm-hmm. Marlon Brando.
James Dean.
Yeah.
And they have awesome fridge magnets too. So that's the store. The other thing is the Pinup Emporium and slash the burlesque, like the girly shows. And that's where I first met you guys. Mm-hmm. So, and they have a big event coming up tomorrow night. The, what is it? It is the, what is it? Sassy. Is Sassy bringing, like we've had Sassy Ray and Imaging Quest as guests on the show before.
Yes.
So is Sassy bringing in other girls to do the show? Is that what's going
on? Yes, Sassy is actually also involved with the Great Canadian Burlesque.
Right.
Sort of like the huge troupe out of Toronto. So she's bringing them and joining them up with ladies from the girly show here in town.
So Annie Moore, Penny Pims,
yeah. Annie Moore, I believe, she'll be the stage kitten tomorrow.
That's
night.
Right. She's a stage kitten with Rando, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is he, I believe, oh, and there's, okay, I've got it. Okay, here it is right here. Live at the Registry Theatre. This is tomorrow night at 8 p.m., but there's VIP seatings as well, right? There's like, it's $30 for a table of four. $30 or a table of four is $100, and mm-hmm. general admission is $20 in advance and $25 at the door. But it's Miss Mitzi Cream. She's a Burlesque Hall of Fame inductee. Esther DeVille, Dolly Berlin, and Sassy Ray. And then also featuring performances by the girly shows Bonita Chinchilla, Mona Sirens, Penny Pims, Ruby Moon, and Vivian Von Pearl. So it's hosted by CKWRs, and there are like a sister. I used to be on CKWR years ago. Randolph J. Johnson, and stage kitten is Annie the Glams Moore. So there's refreshments, vendors, prizes, girls. So tickets are available at Vintage Variety, at Cafe Pyrus, and at Little Beans, or online. So this is really cool. How long have you been involved in the girly shows?
The girly show. I think the first one that we did was in 2009.
It was a couple of years ago.
2009, I think.
No, I think only
2000.
A couple of years ago.
Oh, okay. It seems longer.
Arguing
seems longer.
On air.
Well, go ahead. I don't know dates. I don't remember.
But you, I don't either. I usually rely on him. So.
You also do videos of the girls, right? Basically.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me a little bit about your own website too. Tell me a little bit more about this. And you also promote music.
Yeah, our website is rockinramsays.com,
mm-hmm.
and Jenny's videos, she takes all the videos of the girls when they dance, and other videos as well, and we put them up on the website and on YouTube, and it's
pretty cool.
It's pretty cool. Yeah.
I went to the website. But do you work with other bands, too?
Well, currently, I'm not working with other bands right
okay.
now. I've kind of put that on the back burner since we opened the store.
Yeah, it's busy.
Yeah, it takes up a lot of your time, you know.
How do you, long days. Yeah, I believe it. How do you like your new home in downtown Kitchener? What's it been like? How's it been?
It's great. It's good. The neighbors are friendly.
Mm-hmm.
The people are nice. Mm-hmm. Walking by every day, we see new faces all the time. And more and more people are knowing about us, so it's nice to see more people coming in and downtown Kitchener is great. It's nice to see the effort that's being put forth to revitalize downtown Kitchener. And
it is definitely going on a revival, because I've been around this area about 30 years, and I remember the where there used to be little boutiques all along King Street. That's all starting to come back. Mm-hmm. Which is very cool. Like, there's all kinds of new businesses opening up. There's you guys, there's a creperie opening up at Charles and Benton.
Yeah.
Starting up in May. There's like all kinds of, there's a flower place on Ontario Street. I think, I've forgotten the name of it at this point, but, there's all kinds of, I can't remember. I was at a meeting a little while ago, But I met some of these people, you know, and with Entertaining Elements down at the corner of where David's Gourmet used to be, mm-hmm. that's like a gourmet shop. So there's all kinds of the it's changing around here big time, and it's constantly changing. And so for you, I mean, I also work at Far Out Flicks. There's a video store on Queen Street, and we have seen a huge change with everybody coming downtown. Yeah. So you guys, I'll tell you what I told Rolf and Ray 10 years ago. You guys are in the right place at the right time. So this is perfect.
That's great, yeah.
What song would you like to hear? Is there any? Do you have any favorite music I can call up?
How about Crazy Mabel by Carling Abigail? Sure you'll like her.
On Coral FM.
First time ever I saw your face, I thought the sun rose in your eyes. And the moon and the stars were the gifts you gave. To the dark and the endless sky. My love, and the first time ever I kissed your mouth, I felt the earth move. Through my hands, like the trembling heart of a captive bird, that was there. At my command, and the first time ever I lay with you, I felt your heart so close to mine, and I know our joy would fill the earth and last till the end of time, my love. The first time ever I saw your face.
So this is Sound FM, www.soundfm.ca, channel 946 on digital cable. We broadcast through Blue Treble Clefs and 100.3 on your analog dial if you're driving in stuck in traffic. Hi, Rose, if you're listening. Hi, Stina, too, because they usually listen in on Wednesdays. And I have a big Valentine's, like, burlesque audio, whatever, choral FM salon coming up, too. You know, because tomorrow is Valentine's Day, and I'm going to be working alone at the video store. The Matadors. Nine Shots of Bourbon. Burning Desire. What would you like to hear? Walking Dead. Does that sound like them?
Teenage Zombie Sluts is a good one, too.
Teenage Zombie Sluts? That sounds like good to me. Walking Dead is all the rage right now because of the TV show. Everybody comes into the store because, you know.
Has Walking Dead Season 3 come out yet?
No, it's on TV. Okay, what was the name of the song you wanted? Walking what?
Teenage Zombie Sluts.
Oh, yeah, right. Matadors. Let's see if that comes up. Oh, there it is. Look at that. By the makers of Horror Billy. What's Horror Billy? You guys would know. What does that mean?
It's kind of a little rockabilly with an edge.
Rockabilly with an edge?
A little gore.
Zombie edge, maybe.
A little zombies are all the
blood and gore.
Zombies are all the rage right now. The other thing you guys are involved in, before I play this track, is roller derby.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that's right.
How did this come about? Or did, like, this sort of, yeah, how did this all, like, how did it fall into place? How did you get involved with roller derby as well?
Oh, we were contacted by another ex-schoolmate two or three years ago. To help out with sponsoring the Royal City Roller Girls, mm-hmm. RCRG, the Guelph Roller Derby League.
Okay.
So we got involved in that and we go to all of their home boats and set up a little vendor table and watch the games. And it's quite something. Those girls really go for it.
Well, yeah. It's, you know, I mean, it's not just skating around a rink. It's like basically they score points by pushing each other over, right? Basically, is that how that works?
No. I'll never get this right. Is it the jammer or the?
There's a jammer and a mm-hmm.
Yes, it's the skate around the track and has to pass the group. And that's how they collect the points.
And they try to stop the jammer from passing.
Yeah, right.
They do knock each other down. And sometimes you can hear them landing on the concrete.
Oh,
and
mm-hmm, way up in the stands, you hear them hit. And it's like, yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty rough. But I did talk to a couple of girls, and they said, you know, it's a great way to keep in shape.
Oh, I would believe it, definitely. Yeah.
And these girls were over 40, too, so that was really cool.
Mm-hmm. Now, that's an interesting thing, I find, with the pinup and rockabilly becoming more popular, as well as the roller derby. I'm finding a lot of women in their 40s getting into this. And it's nice to see, you know, it's not just for young people to dress up or play sports. And
yeah, why mm-hmm. do you think that is?
I'm not sure. Maybe being more aware of health and...
Yeah, because
you know,
it
for
is
the sporting
active,
that
it is a workout, that's for sure. Okay, and there was one other thing I wanted to mention, but it skipped me mind, so we'll put on the Battadors and we'll be right back here on Coral FM.
Well now, here's the stuff of those teenage girls that were changed by chemical spill. When the bus collided with an old freight train on the top of San Ramon Hill. Well, the impact killed them instantly, but legends heard it said. Whatever leaked out of that box got turned them into the living dead. When they pulled themselves in that fire wreck, the crowds yelled, dropped the gas. We knew no one could ever survive that catastrophic blast. They came out all missing limbs with salted rims. Folks thought they looked afraid. But those young, tied, dead bodies, men, to me, they looked all right. Out bloodthirsty moles crab human brains, out to destroy the world and feasting on those human remains. But these zombie sluts, they didn't want no none of the above. They yearn for something more than one carry human love.
Punkabilly or something.